Well, here we are in L.A. Where shall we go first? Let's look at the map.
We've never been to the Grand Canyon in Arizona.
Okay, let's go there.
I hear it's the most beautiful place on Earth. It's over 300 miles long, and the Colorado River goes right through it.
I wonder if we can go down into the canyon.
Sure. They have all sorts of trips and tours. We can even take a small plane ride into the canyon.
That sounds great.
All right, then. The first stop is the Grand Canyon. Let's be sure to call and make reservations at the campground. I'm sure the Arizona Tourist Service will help us. How long should we stay?
We want to do some hiking in the canyon and boating on the Colorado River. How does 3 days sound?
That sounds about right. Where do we go from there?
How about heading north? It starts to boil in the southwest in the summer.
Then let's head up to Wyoming and camp a few days in the Yellowstone National Park.
Great. We can crash for one night in Salt Lake City, Utah on the way.
Salt Lake City, Utah?
Yeah. I heard it's an interesting city, and it's on the way to Yellowstone.
Okay, so we'll go north through Salt Lake City up to Yellowstone. I've always dreamed of camping under the stars in Wyoming, and, of course, seeing Old Faithful in Yellowstone.
Old Faithful? Is that the place where hot water shoots into the air every hour or so?
Uh-huh. Old Faithful Geyser. It's supposed to be really exciting to watch.
What else is there to do?
We can go horseback riding, hiking, and fishing on Lake Yellowstone. Also, if we go all the way out to some of the remote parts of the park, we can look for bears and other wild animals.
Ooh, that sounds a little scary.
Yeah, but exciting. Let's plan to stay 3 days. Hey, it's not that far east from Yellowstone to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota.
Is that the place where that artist carved the whole side of the mountain and made it into the shape of the heads of four presidents?
Yeah.
Are you sure that's in South Dakota? I thought Mount Rushmore is in North Dakota.
No, it's in South Dakota.
Can we camp near there? Or do we have to spring for a hotel?
No, we won't have to spend money on hotels until we hit a big city. I'm sure we can camp somewhere nearby.
Should we plan to stay one night?
That sounds about right.
Where to next?
Let's go to Minnesota. Uncle Leo and Aunt Dora now live in Minneapolis. They have a big house. I'm sure they'd put us up. Minnesota is one of the most beautiful states in the country. It has thousands of lakes, plus the Mississippi River.
Yeah, and it has great theater and dance, and the Minnesota Orchestra is one of the best in the entire country.
Maybe we should stay 4 days to make sure we see everything.
Good idea. And from Minnesota, we can go down through Wisconsin into Illinois to Chicago. It sounds like a really great city. It's right on Lake Michigan.
Chicago is known for its music, especially jazz. I want to go to a jazz club every night.
I really want to walk around Chicago and look at the architecture. My engineering teacher told me the buildings in the city are incredibly beautiful to look at. Why don't we make hotel reservations for 3 nights?
That sounds about right. So, what's our itinerary?
Let's see. From LA, we go to Arizona, then Utah, Wyoming, South Dakota, Minnesota, and finally, Chicago, Illinois.
Do you think we can do all of this in 2.5 weeks? We've got to get back in time for registration.
No problem. The way you burn rubber on the highway, we'll get from Chicago to L.A. in half a day.
Ha ha ha. I think we'll need to count on at least 4 days for the return trip.
This sounds like the perfect vacation.
Yeah. Now all we have to do is figure out how to pay for it.